Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We are so grateful to be yours. We thank you for the privilege of knowing you and of serving you. Amen. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, and He is the exact representation of God's nature. He's the image of the invisible God. He's the brightness of His glory. If someone wants to know, what's God like? What is this awesome, infinite, eternal God? What is He like? Just look at Jesus Christ. Amen. Just how do we find Him in this way? It's seeking Him with our whole heart, loving Him with all we have, and being in right relationship with all people, doing unto others as we want them to do to us. And it's such a key. A great man of God, I remember he wrote in one of his books, "You grieve Him, we grieve the Holy Spirit when we don't forgive. We grieve Him when we don't pray and don't seek the Lord and make Him our everything." Amen. He wants to be our everything. That's what, to think that humans were born to fellowship with God. That's literally what every person was born to do. When someone meets Him, this glorious God of the universe, so beautiful and wonderful and magnificent and full of just merciful and gracious, giving, bountiful, so the glorious splendor of His majesty. In one verse in Ezekiel that I read yesterday, the earth shone with His glory, the whole earth. I mean, to think that we can know Him through the Holy Spirit, and yet Jesus says, remember, the Holy Spirit is Jesus unlimited. Jesus unlimited. And Jesus said, "I am gentle and humble in heart." It's amazing. God Almighty is our everything. He's the most powerful being in the universe. Of course, He made the whole universe. He made mankind. The life of every living thing is in His hand. And yet, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, is gentle, humble, very slow to anger, merciful, gracious, slow to anger. I'll finish with this. This is just a short message, but the glory of the Lord. When someone meets Him, He's the only one, the only thing that they will ever want or desire. That nothing else even, everything disappears. Everything just fades away and disappears and is gone. Even our old nature. That's, I believe, how we die is when we meet Him, the glory of the Lord, and we lose ourselves in His glory. And everything is gone. We're a new creation. You know, our past sins and failures and our shortcomings, gone. Our old nature dies and we meet this glorious one. This is what humans were meant to do, isn't it? It's ironic that if you look at most religion and Christianity even, everything is all introspective and they want to study and, you know, get knowledge and be introspective and get all, that's not the answer. It's meeting Him and His glory, His majesty, His power, His strength and might, and the joy of, we will rejoice in the power of His might. Reinhard Bonnke said that. The joy of the Lord is our strength, you know. And he said one time, he said, it's a celebration with Jesus Christ. So glorious. God created every good thing. He wants His children to have these good things. And the greatest thing, Him and His presence. Amen.